Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With a big old coffee cup in my hand, yes, I love myself a good cup of coffee. Let's do the show, huh? Because today I want to talk about being inspired. But yeah, actually, you know what? I really want to talk about not being inspired as much as being inspired and then not doing anything about it. Resisting the temptation to do the things that make you happy. Tell me that hasn't happened to you. It sure has. Inspiration without resistance, is it possible? Yes, it is. But there is a trick to getting there. You know it already, but I'm going to remind you. How's that? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. And welcome to the most interesting and very different personal development show you'll find on the internet. I study, I read, I've done this my entire life. 5,000 episodes, tens of thousands of hours of coaching time, the whole thing. Basically, here's what it comes down to. Yeah, I don't talk like the other guys. I don't talk like I'm reciting a motivational speech. I just here to show up, try to talk you into doing something. But here's what happens. See, Scott, that's me. I'll introduce myself in a minute. I go out and I live life, and I live life large. I mean, I just try everything. I'm willing to do stuff, and I now know what I don't like. I know what I do like. I've just done that my entire life. Basically, here's this. I go out and learn from the school of hard knocks the hard way all the time. I try to do it less these days. But for years, I just did it the hard way. And I said, that didn't work. 25 times later, okay, I get it. Didn't work. Boom, I finally figured it out. Don't do that. Do this. This show is the do this part. Because I've done the other stuff and it doesn't work. So if you don't want to do the stuff that just do what I do, it works and it's simple. I know the words aren't as big as maybe you'd like them to be. I mean, they're like 50 cent words. They're not $5 words, but they work and you don't have to work too hard at it. So I'm glad to have you. Huh? Was that the introduction? Okay. My name is Scott Smith. I admit to that. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Grateful to have you here today. Do not take yourself too seriously. Stop it. Way too many out there taking yourself too seriously. I see it. People say to me, Scott, you should take yourself more seriously. Trust me, I've tried. I have. Doesn't work. I always get back to this. So here I am. Come along for the ride. Let's focus. I'm sorry, professional podcaster says, I should edit that out. But that was purposely put in there. Professionally speaking. Focus and inspiration without resistance. I've been saying for a very, very long time, I just want inspiration without resistance. And I didn't know what that meant. I knew to say that because I come up with words and labels. That's what I do. I try to figure out what's happening and I just put a label on it. And that helps me put it in a category and figure out what it is. And what I noticed a long time ago was that I was seemingly fighting myself. I want to do this. No, you don't. Stop it. Oh, come on. Yes, I do. You're not going to do that. Yes, I can. You can. Tell me you haven't done that before to yourself. Huh? Does that happen to you? An idea pops into your head. Your heart fills with excitement. Oh, here I go. Got my next thing. Nothing can stop me. Except that you feel stuck in quicksand. It's like... Now, if you had rubber boots on, you just slip your foot out of the boot, but you don't have your boots on. You're just barefoot today. So you're stuck. It's like, how'd that happen? There was no quicksand. Sand to be anywhere. Scott, it feels more like cement. I know, it's weird, isn't it? And there is no cement anywhere. You're standing right there on the grass. Suddenly, you're stuck. The more you fight, the deeper you sink into the quicksand or the cement. And the Florida sun, too, with no sunscreen, makes it even worse. And you're not hydrated properly. See, it happens sometimes. You're just stuck. It seems like the only way out is to give up on your dream. Again. By the way, sidebar, sometimes dreams are stupid. I know, because dreams are that way. If you take one of your crazy dreams in the middle of the night when you're in deep REM sleep and you say, that's what I'm going to do, you might want to reconsider, because it's weird stuff. But if it keeps coming back, take it as a clue and go do it. But dreams sometimes go away. But for the most part, if a dream is something you really want to do, I just believe instantly you're going to get some resistance from that dream, and you've learned to do that. Because over time, what's happened is you've come up with great ideas. The next thing you want to do, and somebody said, you can't do that, and you listen to them, or maybe you said that, and you learn to give up. You learn to be fearful. And we don't want to do that, okay? Let's do this instead. Feeling inspired to make a change in your life, it's terrific. It's a good feeling. But it's a scary feeling. It's survival. How many times have you had that feeling of something just gets your attention? I want to do this. I'm so excited. Then when you sit down to make it happen, real life kicks in. You suddenly need a seatbelt and a talk by the flight attendant to do just what, in case something happens, you need your talk. It's survival. That's all there is to it. Your mind is wired to survive. There's no way around it. You're going to be cautious because of that. You're going to be slightly conservative. Listen, this is not political. I don't care how liberal you are or how conservative you are, it makes a difference. But say you're on the left side of the spectrum, and maybe you're all the way further, completely to the left. As soon as you get scared, you're just slightly right of center. Boom, at least to take care of yourself. We all go that way. So this is just, you know what I mean, right? Not political. It's just that you want to protect yourself. Your mind and your body wants to protect you. I don't go political. There's no sense in that. I just go common sense. Your mind is wired to survive. That means avoiding anything bad and seeking everything good. That's it. If something bad comes up, boom. It's like a police officer. Love police officers, except when they turn the light on behind me. Then it's bad. When I need them, they're good. See, it's natural survival. It's just your body. I'm just driving down the road. What do I do, officer? Oh, no. We're just wired to try to survive. Until you know for sure, everything is bad. Resistance is an automatic result, and it's really wise in so many areas. There's no doubt about it. We have to learn to resist certain actions and certain thoughts because we get ourselves in trouble, right? So we've learned to do that over time. But we've also learned, society has taught you this, your parents have taught you this, your school teachers have taught you this, to go down a certain direction in a certain way. And when you have a great idea about what you want to do, you're like, wait a second, nobody ever inspired me. And I don't know, I feel scared now. If you're like me, you probably have been inspired your entire life. I'm very, very fortunate for my parents and everybody else who ever raised me. I don't know how they did that. I have no idea. But they certainly allowed me to not have that resistance, to get inspired and to go for it. And I still have it to this day. It'll never leave me. Here's what you do. If you have an idea and you get stuck and you're inspired, I want you to focus on the good that's coming. The good things that can happen. And it's hard to do sometimes. Maybe make a list of it. And keep it kind of small and keep it kind of close. Don't try to project out a year in advance. Just project out a week in advance. Just a little bit. Find the good stuff. Just dig in and find that. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be overwhelmed by the brick wall in front of you in most cases. And if it's happened to you, you know what I mean by that. You're going to feel like that quicksand is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. You could say it's about resisting your resistance. So inspiration without resistance, that's how I live life, and you should live your life. And if you want to get a little more fun with that, I shouldn't say this. I'm mixing my metaphors, but what I do is I rise above the interference, metaphorically speaking, sometimes physically speaking, higher altitude, fly an airplane, go to a mountaintop if you can, where it's clearer thinking, and then watch how your resistance just goes away. It's why when you go on vacation, your resistance just goes away. When you're on vacation, you suddenly get rested, you can do anything, can't you? Yeah, except go back to work. I can't do that. You don't have to. Listen, guys, when it comes to earning a living these days, and we'll talk more about this, it's so different now. Ask any Zoomie or any millennial about how they make a living. They make it very differently than a lot of the world used to make it. And you know what? Not one has ever thanked the boomer generation for creating all the stuff that they are now able to take advantage of, right? We made the internet, not you. We made color TV, not you. We wrote the first stupid apps way back in 1978, not you. All right, I got, pardon me as I get a little bit dumb. You tell I got a vacation coming. I'm out there. Tomorrow, I want to talk about being your own best cheerleader. If you're willing to do something. See you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.